What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
It's too late for us. That was very funny.
The damage has been done to our teeth for years. It's generational.
It can't be fixed.
Well, no matter how much hair you brush your teeth with.
Doug, it's the extract from the keratin in the hair.
Yep.
How many people do you think are just going to like go to barber shops and start scarring your teeth with the hair?
People would never do that. They would never actually.
Florida, man.
Yeah. People would never actually inject bleach.
Newcastle, man.
Yeah.
Birmingham, man.
Essex, man.
Yes.
All right. Michigan State's named their captains, college football. Aiden Childs amongst them. I mean, captains naming is always a great honor for any football team. Any comments?
Aiden Childs, the second time captain with his team. I think that speaks well of him. Obviously, he has to be the leader of this team, being the quarterback. Quindarius Dunnigan, Jordan Hall, or a couple other guys that are on defense. I think it's a good sign that Jordan Hall is a captain. He's a guy I mentioned yesterday that you know he needs to step up, and I think he can. And that they're putting this on him. It's you know they're asking him to be a leader. Mm-hmm. So we'll see how this works out. I think a lot gets made out of the captaincies, and in the end, I really feel like there's probably two captains, a leader on the offense and a leader on defense.
On the Michigan front, the football gods giveth and the football gods taketh away. They lose on their current roster. Andrew Babaloa has apparently a reported knee injury and is likely done for the year, a five-star offensive tackle. This morning, they got a commitment from a five-star running back, Savion Hyder, who is a top 10 prospect in the country. So Babaloa was in the running for the left tackle spot. That spot was Evan Link, Andrew Babaloa, the true freshman, and Blake Frazier, who showed some promise last year and behind the scenes got hurt. Frazier and Link are in the mix here. But and then the other news just breaking, CJ Carr from Saline High School and Lloyd Carr's grandson has been named the starting quarterback in Notre Dame. Do you see who their opener is?
No. Who was their opener?
Notre Dame at Miami.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Down in the Orange Bowl or whatever the hell that stadium's called. Joe Robbie, a Hard Rock Robbie Bowl orange thing is where they'll play that game. And that might be I think that's the Sunday night game.
Well, it needs to be a night because the humidity during the day is going to be unbearable.
Yep. So CJ Carr will get the start when Miami plays. But Miami hosts Notre Dame on Sunday, August 31st. Okay. Power rankings. So these come out. And I just wondered, Gator, if you could. Well, I want you to list all the teams until you get to the Lions. Off the top of your head, what do you think those rankings should look like?
I think Philadelphia, Buffalo, Detroit.
Got the Lions 3.
I did a top 5. I added Baltimore at 4 and Kansas City at 5.
Okay. And Kang, how would you list them?
I have the same top 5, not in the same order.
Okay.
I've got Eagles, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, Lions.
One of you got it exactly right.
Well, I'm glad it was one of us, Gator.
Right?
In the number one spot, according to ESPN.com, is the Philadelphia Eagles. At number two, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Way to go, Kang.
Number three, the Buffalo Bills. Number four, the Baltimore Ravens. And number five, the Detroit Lions.
So three teams from the AFC.
Yep.
Good luck with it.
Good luck with what?
I don't know. I just felt like saying goodbye. There's no AFC bias reason there. To bring up the Marco from Tripoya good luck. Right. You know, it's a general response that I get.
So anyway.
Hey, Scott, how are you? Nice. I can't explain why it came out of my mouth that way. Same thing here.
What was the story?
I was drove from my buddy.
One of the best of all time.
We drove to his to New Jersey, where he was staying in New Jersey and working there. And he was staying with his grandparents. And his aunt came over because his aunt lived next door. And she comes over, and my friend Guy says, "Aunt Elaine, this is Gator." And she goes, "Oh, hi Scott, how are you doing? Or hi Gator, how are you doing?" And I said, "Nice." Instead of "nice to meet you," "I'm doing fine." It just came out as "nice."
You just shortened it.
Yeah. And my buddies, his cousins were there with these two girls, and they were probably 10 years younger than we. So they were like in their early teenage years. They burst out laughing and could not stop laughing for about 10 minutes. And it just made me feel even worse.
I mean, I feel like
that was a great trip.
Just as our gender, we're always doing embarrassing things. Yeah. That's such a great one.
I think I was like 24 years old.
Nice.
23 years or something. It was a great trip. A lot of fun, that trip. I went to one of the girls' softball games.
Sounds like a nice trip.
It was nice. One of the girls' softball games, we're up on the hill on the first base side, and we're pretty elevated, probably 25, 30 feet above the playing surface. Foul ball comes our way. I caught the foul ball, and everybody's nice. Like, "Oh, nice catch." And I looked, and then I just spiked it into the ground. And his cousin was like playing, I don't know if she was pitching or playing third base or whatever it was. She puts a glove over her face. It's like, "What are you doing?" Like, "I'm a goofball. I was going to, we don't do that in softball. We don't spike the ball."
We don't spike it, no.
Okay.
All right, so NFL power rankings from ESPN. We mentioned the Lions are 5 behind Philadelphia 1, Kansas City 2, Buffalo 3, Baltimore 4, the Lions 5.
Good luck with that.
Nice. Washington is 6. Green Bay is 7.
Okay.
I'm intrigued to see where Chicago is. Because Chicago, these rankings just came out. There's no way these rankings can be impacted by the preseason game they just played where they routed Cincinnati. Who do they play?
Buffalo.
Buffalo, I'm sorry. They routed Buffalo like 38-0. Cincinnati played Washington last night. Wires crossed. They killed Buffalo.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Hopefully they wouldn't be impacted by that. If you're going to, however you rank Chicago, do so at your own peril. I don't know what to expect from them. I mean, I think they have a lot of weapons. They've invested a lot in the offensive line. And if Caleb Williams has time, he could be trouble for you. But the Washington pick to me is interesting because they're having problems with Brian Robinson Jr., the running back. He's their best running back by far. And they're taking calls on him to trade him. Mm-hmm. If they don't have a viable running game outside, I mean, their quarterback was their leading rusher last year in Jaden Daniels. But if you don't have a running back there, that could be an issue for them. Austin Eckler is their second string running back, and he's fine, but he's not a top tier run the ball running back. He's a weapon on the backfield because he can catch the football. But I mean, this would be a big, big problem for the Commanders moving forward. I mean, this is a guy who ran for 800 yards last year in 14 games. Daniels led the team with 891 yards rushing last year. Is he going to have to carry the ball even more? And if he does, I'm a big fan of Jaden Daniels, but
good luck with that.
Good luck with that. Good luck. That's the better use of it.
So Washington at 6, Green Bay at 7. We'll get to where Chicago is. The Rams are 8, Cincinnati 9, Minnesota 10.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Minnesota is, I mean, here's the logic behind why they would be at 10. They were a good football team last year.
Yep.
And they had, at best, an average quarterback. at best, right? But they made the most out of Sam Darnold, and Sam Darnold was able to get a contract out of it. Not with the Vikings, but he got a contract. They're going at it with a brand new quarterback who you have no idea what he is. You know, spent last year hurt, but probably knows the system pretty well. There's some good reports out of Minnesota with how they feel about J.J. McCarthy. But the weapons didn't change. He still has great weapons to work with, and that could be a potent offense. And they've added some pieces to the defense. The Vikings, they're going to be a tough out every week. I just don't know if they're going to be winning games every week because we don't know about the quarterback play.
Denver 11, Houston 12, Tampa 13, Chargers 14, San Francisco 15, Pittsburgh 16, Seattle 17, Dallas 18, Atlanta 19. You tell me when to stop. 20, Miami. 21, Chicago.
I was going to say 22.
So that is the first power rankings from ESPN. The Lions check in at 5, Green Bay 7, Minnesota 10, and the Bears 22.
I tend to overvalue Houston every year. I'm going to do it again this year.
I do that with Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going to overvalue Houston. I think, where are they, at 11 or 12?
Houston's 12.
Yeah. I think that's low for them. I think C.J. Stroud is poised to have a better year. Will Anderson has gotten better every season he's been in the league. Danielle Hunter on the other side, those two, I mean, that's the best tandem of edge rushers you have in football. So I'm a little bit big on Houston.
Cleveland 30, New Orleans 31, Tennessee is 32.
Do they know that Joe Flacco is going to start?
I think they might. There it is. First power rank is the year from ESPN.
Who was 32?
Tennessee, the team I typically
and 31 overrated. Was?
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay. Where was New England?
I'll go back and look here.
Curious about the Patriots. New coach. They got a lot. They spent a lot of money this offseason. They like Drake May at quarterback.
23 was New England.
We'll see.
Carson Anderson, 97-1 the ticket.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.